Huddersfield 103 for into the Stags draw 2-2 away at Wickham today, and with Jason Harrison now is Stags manager Peter Shirtley.
Yes, and because I'm high up in the gantry, I'm talking via phone to Peter Shirtley, who's down on the opposite side of the ground. And Peter, after what has been a pretty good performance, you must be disappointed not to have gone away with all 3 points tonight.
Well, you know, we became the hunted in the second half. They got after us and we didn't respond. And to be fair, the two goals they scored were poor goals to concede. And in fact, I would have accepted the Kevin Preston made two great saves, and I would have accepted a goal from a free kick when Tommy Mooney did it. But the two goals, the type of goals that we concede as a football club, are nowhere near good enough.
So the second half really frustrated you then. We could see animated on the dugout and on the touchline. It was the things that we've seen time and time again, isn't it?
Yeah. We've conceded too many goals, that's the bottom line. That's why we're where we are. And at the end of the day, if we don't improve, I'm going to have to do something about it.
Is it a case of lack of experience at the back? Because it is happening, getting a lead but not keeping it.
Well, I mean, how much experience do you need? We've got John Helder there, we've got Jake Buxton. I thought those two played particularly well. Jellyman's played a number of games, Pressman's played God knows how many games. You know, well, what do you want? I thought both goals came from my right-hand side position, and that disappointed me.
Well, what about before the game, though? I'm sure if somebody had given you a 2-2 draw against Wickham, who were second, you'd have been happy with that. But the manner of it and the way results have gone around the country today, especially with Rushden and Stockport winning, it's put a dampener on it, hasn't it?
Well, you can't expect anybody to do you any favours in football. You've got to do it yourself. And at the end of the day, we've got to move forward. We've got a point at Wickham, which is a good point, and get on with the game. We've got a game Tuesday and then a game Saturday, both home games.
Positives, though, you have to build on the first half performance, which I thought was the best showing in a half I've seen a long time from Mansfield.
Yeah, we played quite well. You know, we had our moments where we had to defend, but we managed to get on top, and we looked like a good side. But you know, sometimes you've got to dig in and scrap, and unfortunately we couldn't keep them out of the other end.
We saw a little bit of Lawrence Wilson, and we managed to see some of his attributes, especially his pace when he put the right back under pressure. It looks like he's got a bit of a turn of speed on him.
Yeah, he's quick and he's tenacious, so he's got a nice left foot. He played one or two good passes, I thought. So, he contributed in a positive form, I thought, for the game.
Quite a few injuries for today's game. What's the treatment table looking like for Grimsby and for the game of Wrexham at home to Wrexham on Saturday? Is it better?
I'm hoping Baptiste might be available for selection, and we'll just have to look at that one. Maybe Simon Brown might be able to have a run. So they're the two imminent ones that I'm hopeful about.
Done a bit of work on defending again in training.
I listen to that every day.
Well, it's been another frustrating afternoon, Peter, but let's keep carrying the faith, and thanks for joining us tonight.
OK, cheers, brother.
Peter Shirtley in conversation there with Jason Harrison on Mansfield 103.2, the biggest station for Mansfield.